96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation with Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Grand Bahama News, Kelly's Home Center, Marco's Pizza, Prince Masters, and Ron's Electric Motors.
The Foundation. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company. The Foundation on this beautiful Monday as we, boy, you know something, you all supersede the entire thing. I had an opportunity to be able to go down to Kelly's this weekend. Their Wonderland thing. I don't know. I just slipped in there to kind of get one or two things for the garden to do some raking and some other stuff like that. And they had the whole Wonderland thing set up. Supersede Thanksgiving entirely. Not an autumn color in the place. Talk to me. Me and my wife walking around. We walk around the place. I say one thing but behemoth now. We just jump right over Thanksgiving. No transition, no pumpkin, no nothing. No colors, nothing. Closest you'll get is a pumpkin spice by the place. That's it. But we are getting into Christmas, guys. It is an exciting thing. I hope you guys are prepared and getting ready for Christmas, man. It's a beautiful time. Grateful to be in your company and grateful to kind of be here. But in the midst of all of that, in the midst of how things are happening, just let me know when you get him. In the midst of all of that, in the midst of how things are happening in the country, we're here and I want to be able to talk. I got a call this morning from Bishop Lawrence Roll. I'm trying to call him. Bishop, I'm trying to call you on your number now. I tell him to give a call and kind of give us a call in so we could be able to talk about what's happening right here in the country. Bishop says, Howard, I'm going on a 3-day fast and prayer. Well, he didn't say fast, but I'm going on a 3-day prayer, right? And we're going to start to be able to do some things. And it started from 9 o'clock, I think, this evening. So he's going to be doing that for 3 hours on Facebook this evening. And he wanted persons to kind of call in with him and participate and do that. If you out there, Bishop, and you're listening, I can text you right now the number, but you can give us a call at 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4316, or you can hit me up at 325-4259, right? So we can be able to talk about those things. We can try to give you a call again one more time before we can be able to do this. And talk about that, guys, on this beautiful day, Monday, November 11th, 2024, as we're getting closer and closer to the end of the year. I hope you guys are prepared and doing what you got to do. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of conversations happening. I'm excited about being able to kind of chime into those, and I'm grateful to kind of be in this kind of space to do that. Make sure you check out my guys, man. Make sure you check out my good, decent people over at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. They are located number 407 Blue Hill Road South. Blue Hill Road South. They can take very, very, very good care of you in that kind of a space. If you're looking for insurance, if you're looking for those particular things, if you're looking for something, we already spill plast the first week of the month. But if you're looking for car insurance or, you know, something residential, something commercial, whatever you're looking for, they can be able to assist you in that. AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers, they are there always being able to assist. And if they can't assist you, they always point you in the right direction. Say, hey, listen, these are our affiliates. These are our friends. And you can be able to get some assistance in this area. You can just ask for Mr. Richardson, or you can definitely ask for my very good friend, Ethric Bow. He can be able to take very good care of you down there. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Or you can best go down there and check them out. They open 9 to 5, 9 to 2 on the weekend. But go down there and check them out. They can take very good care of you in that kind of a space. All right? Number 407 Blue Hill Road South. I got to shout them out. Got to shout out all those particular persons. Guys, it's the holidays. I want to say this to you. I know this is a peculiar way to start the show off on a Monday, right? But I want you guys to be able to do that and see exactly what's what. Now, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to 7733. Yeah. We're getting closer to Christmas time when you could be able to do that. Look at the Christmas time. And if you're in the market and you're out here just trying to be able to work Mark Zuckerberg's internet to death, his Facebook situation, you're out here trying to figure out how you can do a 6-second something for TikTok and that in your market, I'm not going to fight you. I'm not going to fight you. You could do that and then claim innovation and creativity, so forth and so on, but that's not your market. We have your market right here. All those persons who work on a day-to-day basis, who's got us tuned in at Guardian, and you want to be able to get your stuff taken care of, please, I want to say to you, go down there and check them out, okay? Come down here and do some advertisements with us. Give us a call at 302-2300, 302-2300. And any one of the persons, April, would be more than happy to assist you in that. That's what we got him online. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to my very good friend, none other than Bishop Lawrence Roll. Bishop, what's happening with you?
Right here, you know.
What's up, Bishop? You're on air with us right now on the Foundation. And so I just wanted to call you. You called me earlier this morning to talk to us about what was happening and what you're going to be doing starting this evening around 9 o'clock. Tell the country what you're doing. Say good afternoon.
Well, a very pleasant good afternoon to my country, and good afternoon to you, Howard. It's so good to hear from you and on your show. Of course, you know, some most 200 and most 60-plus days we were praying on a Facebook prayer. My country know that Bishop Lawrence Rose stay in prayer, not just cooking Howard.
Amen.
But also in prayer. So this evening we are in a 3-hour prayer.
Okay, so you're in a 3-hour prayer this evening.
From 9 o'clock live on Facebook until 12 o'clock.
Now what's the focus? What's the focus of your prayer this evening, Bishop? Tell me the focus.
I would be praying, of course, I'm praying for this country and the police force, which I am a part of the police force. Our country need prayer. Some things the Lord began to reveal to me. The Lord began to show me this huge big hole in the earth, and the devil is trying to put a lot of murder victims in this great big hole. And so every day, just about, we have had murder, and we need God. We don't need this stuff to go over in 2025. So the only thing the church could do is pray and believe.
Amen, Bishop.
So pray and believe.
So how can people participate with you tonight from 9 o'clock to 12? How do they get to be a part
live
of this?
They would have to join me live on Facebook, especially the prayer warriors. Together we stand, and divided we fall. Of course, my country knew that I have a Facebook prophetic prayer line, Howard. Amen. We started it over 200 days ago,
mm-hmm.
and it is very effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so tonight, we want to put 3 hours in. Of course, I'm going to be on from 7 until about 8. Then we're going to let them rest 9 to the midnight hour. I'm looking forward for all the prayer warriors to join in and let us pray. Let us pray for the government. Pray for the young men. This is the Christmas season. We're right on the peak of it. And we believe God to take us over safely. So many people are dying. So much people are complaining with so much disease and sicknesses, and the list go on and on. I don't know about you, Howard, but a part of me is just absolutely, I'm just tired of hearing every morning murder. I'm tired of the ambulance and the cars ringing all through the streets. Oh, Lord, we need God to have mercy on us.
I agree with you, Bishop. And all those persons who want to be able to join in tonight, they can get your Facebook page. Just the singing Bishop.
They after they can begin right now. Lawrence Rose, you know, I think my Facebook has Lawrence Rose. Once they get on my page, and then they can comment on. And while I'm down on my face or praying for people, we do it together.
Okay.
We'll be praying for We will be praying also for America as we have a president. This is the second go-round. And, you know, we got to pray for those that is in authority. Pray that the Lord would use Donald Trump also to make the right decision. Because, you know, some of the decisions that he will make, of course, you know that he can also affect the Bahamas. These are the last days. Things are constantly occurring. And we need persons who connected to God to pray and to trouble the rent. And once you trouble the rent, the matter of fact, Howard, nothing can take place in the earth except it come through the ram.
Yes.
That's why I called for the watchman. Watchman, watchman, what time it is. Watchman, God is calling for the watchman to be upon the wall.
Mm-hmm.
Open up your eyes and see. I believe a lot of us, a lot of prayer warriors in this country, if that prayer group began to pray for the young men, that prayer group began to pray for the young women, pray. You know, the Lord do nothing except he reveal his secret to the servants, the prophets.
Yes.
And this country needs to come back in prayer. Now, real talk, Howard, then the year first coming, everybody was marching through the streets just about in praying, going on the park, praying, going into Rustem Square, praying. The murderers being tired and he's there, like the people are tired. They don't go on the park no more praying.
I just said, the murderers being tired is the truth, Bishop.
The rascals, like they're trying to outvest the saints. Look like they become they're out.
My God, Bishop. My God. So tonight, 9 o'clock, Bishop, Lawrence Roll on Facebook.
9 o'clock, Howard.
Lawrence Roll on Facebook.
On tonight, they won't admit. And thank God for you.
Praise God.
That's keeping your area tight. You are a great man.
I appreciate
Bahamas
you, Bishop.
Howard don't want me to tell y'all, but Howard Grant is a great man.
I appreciate you, Bishop.
In 2020, nobody name was open like Bishop Lawrence Roll name across the media. And during this time in 2020, as my name was scandalized all across the media, I still had thousands of people to be fed. And Howard Grant, I never know him. He was an angel show up in 2020. And I saw this young man, Howard Grant, bring over his radio equipment and whatever. And he appealed to the country to help. And many of you responded to the voice of Howard Grant as we were able to feed in 2020 while the coronavirus was going on, at least nearly 100,000 people.
Yeah, Bishop.
And Howard Grant was one who the Lord used to make it happen. And Howard Grant, I want to say to you, God got so much in store for you. Son, listen to me. Embrace your season. You're supposed to even be much further than where you are. But you know, you can't kill what God anoints.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I could say, the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding is upon you as a young man. And I pray, God, that the blessing of God be upon you, whatever you touch, that the Lord would bless you and your family. And I am one of the lepers that come back to say to you on the radio media, thank you so very, very much for all what you have done for the poor people throughout the community in the Grove.
Mm-hmm.
Howard Grant Bahamas was one of them that say, Bishop, take care of yourself. You're working too hard. Every time Howard Grant come and Howard Grant, God, use him as an angel. He said, Bishop, you need to go to the doctor. You need to check yourself up. Howard, I would never forget Howard Grant with you and Emperor and Rika and Daswell have done in Second Street to go. I felt sick. I could have died. I had to go to the doctor. My body turned so weak. But because of Howard keep pushing me, I was able to go to the doctor to check myself. But Howard. God forever bless you.
I appreciate you,
Bishop. To the country of the Bahamas, 9 o'clock on Facebook. Of course, from 7, but we take a break 8. But the 3 hours starts from 9 o'clock on this evening. 3 hours praying for this country. And, of course, the police force, the young man.
Okay, Bishop, I got everything. I really do appreciate you, Bishop. I love you very much. I just pray that the Father, the Father continues to be able to bless you. And I hope that you, I know I see you in a little while. Y'all don't cuss me, eh? You and Charlie, I'm coming to see you all. Praise God, eh?
Yeah.
Okay,
God
Bishop.
God forever bless you. Mighty man of Allah.
Thank you so much, Bishop. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is none other than Bishop Lawrence Rowe being able to say us from Second Street to Grove, saying that he's going to be preaching, well, he's going to be praying tonight between the hours of 9 to 12. And if you're one of those persons who've been sort of pricked, if your spirit has been moved just now to be able to hear, how do I help? How do I be able to put down silver and gold? Have I not? But this is what I have. And if you have that substance of prayer, if you have that language of prayer and you want to be able to put that down this evening, we ask you to do that. Between the hours of 9 and 12 this evening, you can just go on the Facebook page and look for Lawrence Rule. He doesn't have it as Bishop Lawrence Rule. So just Lawrence Rule, you can be able to see it pop up. All the information's in there. He has nearly 20,000 followers. And so you want to follow his page and be able to put your prayer down and support him this evening as he goes into prayer between 9 and 12. Okay, let me take this quick commercial break, ladies and gentlemen, and be right back after this.
Foundation. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Transform your home for less at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale, Friday, November 1st through Tuesday, December 24th. Enjoy 25% off house and spray paints, plus 20% off paint supplies, excluding net items. Our wide selection of paint colors is the perfect way to bring holiday cheer to your home. You'll also find the best selection of brushes, rollers, and pans, glue, bladders, paint thinner, and more. So catch the holiday spirit and paint up for Christmas at Kelly's House and Homes Holiday Paint Sale.
The foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect, just being able to talk the way that we're talking. To find out exactly what the lines are open today, we want talk and talk the talk today. As we're moving towards a new election season, I saw some things this weekend. I guess going to say, right, the road was booked out from Friday evening, right? From Friday evening, Friday afternoon, you saw the public service in the streets riding up and down here. They passed on Carter Street. They passed us. We've been able to see all those persons really being able to celebrate. And it gave me sort of a nostalgic feel. It said to me that either they're trying to be able to project the idea that things are well, or they want things to get back to a space where we have that community camaraderie, that they're pulling persons together. Now, I didn't get some good reports. I didn't get some good reports from what happened on Saturday. On Saturday, I was riding on Wolf Road, and I saw, I only saw one, Lisa Ramming, being able to prepare herself. I guess she was going down to fish fry. Arawaki, I think that the PLP had something on there, passed there, and I saw all the tents and everything set up. And I know that it was really booked out, so a lot of persons were there. And it's an exciting thing. It's an exciting thing to know that we're going into another election year and things are happening in the country. I just want to talk about this. Now, if you pick up your Guardian newspaper this morning, you'll be able to see exactly what the PLP makes ready for next election. Party prepares for candidate selection. And this is heavy. This is heavy. And then also, the Prime Minister outlined measures to lower cost of living. We talked about this. The Prime Minister put some information out there, and then he always retreats with the information and try to be able to structure it accordingly. But this time, no one said this in his stead. This time, he said this.
So he's seeking to modify the things and kind of backpedal on some things that he said in this particular statement. This is something that I've seen him do historically. I don't think that he's bad for it. I don't think that he's, but I'm saying, this is me. This is Howard. I believe that you still have to have conviction and be able to stand in an authoritative position and not be sort of wishy-washy, right? Not that the prime minister is wishy-washy, but this is what we've seen in politics before. You can't give something without being methodical in your approach and thinking about that and then kind of retract it and try to be able to give something again. No, we don't get this kind of an editing, make modifications concept and idea as it relates to what you release from a public standpoint. You have to be measured. And this is one of the things that I thought about. I think our news reporters seek to be able to grab these stories as quick as they possibly can. Now, when you're at the energy summit, right? When you're at the energy summit and we're talking energy and Mr. Joe Beth Colby's there, and we're talking about some of the energy crisis that we're having in the country, so forth and so on, I guess you can be able to link that to the cost of living, of course. However, the prime minister needs to be able to say, well, whilst we want to be able to talk about that, when we have a press conference, a news conference, this is what we want to be able to focus on. And who's responsible for that will give you an outline. Today, we want to be able to focus on the energy summit and bam, bam, bam. Don't allow persons to take you off track because this is the type of headlines we're going to get. I don't be decent as I say this. These type of headlines will not bode well for the PRP. There's no need for the prime minister to put this out there all weekend. I think of it myself. My God, I didn't want to pay this. But I guess these are my choices. All weekend, the entire weekend, every dime I spent, everywhere I went, every time I felt that there was an inflation in one area or another, right down to buy salad with an increased price. And I said, well, I guess these are my choices. My wife could eat some other salad. She don't have to eat this. This is what I'm saying to myself. I didn't open up my mouth. I'm simply saying to you, when you charge the environment, when you charge the atmosphere with this kind of a mindset, you cause everybody try to figure out what my prime minister talking about. We didn't make these choices. If I had to choose, I wouldn't even be. We didn't make these choices. Many instances are thrust upon us that the PRP is going to an election. They're getting ready for next election, rather. And being able to look at these things. Let's see if you can read a little piece of this. This is, with just under 2 years left in the current term. Well, just under a year and a half, if you're going to be honest. If you're going to be honest, it's less than 18 months. If you're going to be absolutely honest, the entire 2025 will be campaign time. If they're going to introduce new constituencies where incumbents were, if they're going to introduce new candidates to constituencies where incumbents were, if they're going to have some incumbents step down, because this is what I'm hearing, possibly going to happen, based upon what I'm hearing, this is going to be speculation, they're going to need more than one solid year to introduce them and to revive this concept. The PRP is disenchanted. Internally in the PRP, they're disenchanted. I got a telephone call over the weekend that indicates that there was a particular car going through a particular street. If I need the car in the street, oh my God, you talking about, let me just be decent. It was a particular car riding through his or her constituency. And as they were blowing their horn and do this and do that, and the people on the side didn't open their mouths, they didn't breath. They didn't say a word, and no one was provoked on the truck, on the parade to say anything. This is the information that I received. And then the information that I received indicate that there is a disenchantment that exists in this particular constituency for the member of parliament that sits in that space. I just want to be decent as they say this. We went through all the voting process. We went through all these things. Some persons did well, some persons did not so well. And after seeing all of this, we came to this. The PLP is getting themselves ready for the next election. Now, for me, this is going to be difficult for you, PLP, because almost every day I have PLPs, not just Papa and not just Anton, talk about this sort of an idea that you have not taken care of your internal organization. Customer service has two parts, internal and external customer service. it's impossible to satisfy your external customer if you don't take care of your people internally first. It is absolutely, and you could do whatever you want to do. You could try any gimmick, any science, anything that you want to do. If you don't take care of your person and they don't exude the spirit of camaraderie and commitment to your organization, there could be no expectation that you're going to be successful from an external standpoint. And so this is where you are, PLPs. This is where you are. It seems as though, from an internal standpoint, you have not satisfied a great deal of persons within your organization. Now, I know that the PLP loyalty is something that we marvel after and that we marvel over. We look at this thing and we say, it's amazing. No matter how bad they treat you, you are a PLP till you die. We know that. However, there has been a significant rise that says we are absolutely upset. We feel disconnected. We don't feel that there's a significant connection. We don't feel as though that there has been this sort of a commitment that made from the government to ensure that we can be taken care of the way that they've committed to taking care of us. And we're disappointed. Now, I don't know if that will translate to lack of support, to sitting back. This is not what we've seen from the PLP in the past. We've heard these grumbles before, but we've always seen commitment from the PLP to ensure that they can get their man in, that they can get their party in. It seems a little bit different this time. I want you guys to be able to join me in conversation. Please do so. 323-6232. 325-4316, 25-4259, anywhere from the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Right there on the text line, you can be able to talk about me. It says, the government chose to raise boating license fees 700% and increase the gas tax. That your Kong salad, and says that's your Kong salad and snapper right there. It says the government chose to add 20 cents per pound to every item imported into the country. Clothes, shoes, books. The PM is right. The cost of living has increased above inflationary pressure due to quote-unquote choices. The sitting government's blood put in stone taxes choices. This is a text that's coming through. Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead on the line. Call on the line, go ahead. Hello?
Hey, Howard, you getting me?
Yeah, man, go ahead, what's up?
Okay, great. So it's interesting you're talking about election. I was just having a discussion with my uncle about election. So we have an interesting paradigm here in the Bahamas, and it seems that we put too much blame on the politicians for not no good reason, because as a small community of people, less than 300,000 born Bahamians, who could really represent us on a national level and an international level. We don't have any community, Howard. We are individualists. We always want for self. We want for family. And I'm talking about separate family. I'm not talking about a whole family. I'm talking about nuclear family, mom, dad, and children.
Mm-hmm.
And we give the politicians a hard time, but seemingly enough, they're more cohesive. They seem to be more cohesive than we are as a larger scale public.
Yeah.
And they're doing a phenomenal job at it. And I'm not talking PLP in particular. I'm talking PLP, FNM, whoever comes into office. They stand by each other through thick and thin, through the fire. As we see administration after administration with the trials and the scandals and the stealing and the bribery and the corruption, and even with the Bahama or the Meguana, the ideal, they stand with each other. But as a collective, a society, if we had to come together to push one person up to represent us on an international scale, it'll never happen. We'll actually rather pull each other down so we can all sit in this stew together. So the politicians, as we have it, we could turn the blame on them, but it's nothing like that. So I want people to understand and take responsibility. And this is an epidemic globally with all most developed nations, that we are lacking accountability. We are placing the blame on our politicians, But we are lacking the accountability. But I mean, I just want you to speak on that.
I like that.
The politicians aren't the corrupt ones. We are. Thanks like for taking my call.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I do appreciate your telephone call. We spoke about that prior. We had several in-depth conversations about our position, and I stretch it out like this. Garth and I, we had a good conversation. We talked about this kind of an idea that says that the PLP has a plan. The FNM has a plan. The only persons that don't have a plan and sort of this mandate and idea of how we're going to approach tomorrow in terms of moving towards the future is the Bahamian people. And that has reigned true relentlessly and consistently. We do not have a plan. We don't know what to do. We're out here. We're, you know, clutching our pearls, trying to figure out what's the next move that we're going to make. To our left, we're going to be able to hear doom and gloom. To our right, we're hearing doom and gloom. We're scared to move. All sorts of things are happening from the states. We're hearing all sorts of things that the possibilities that can happen. The only persons that don't have a plan is the Bahamian people. We have yielded our strength. We have yielded our strength, our innovation, our capability, even our education to the feet of the government. And it has been used in such a manner. It has been such a manner where it's been identified as disdained. I just want to be decent as I say this. We have been rejected by our own. And until we join this particular fold, we may be those particular persons that are just out here like a plastic bag in the wind. We got to fix this. Let's talk about it. Quick break. We're going to be right back.
The foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news anytime, all day.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company. I'm just looking at this thing laughing to myself, right? I say, I wonder how much people called Fred and cuss him out. How much people called Fred Mitchell? Because you called me. You called me and cussed me out for the assessments that I made across the board for all of them, including the Prime Minister. You called me and you cussed me out in private and in public. I accepted your cussing. I said we'll make modifications to be able to do it, but we will not stop and we will continue making these assessments. Let's read this little piece of things. It says, with just another 2 years left with the current in the current term, Progressive Liberal Party Chairman Fred Mitchell said that the party is preparing for the next general election. This is what he says. He says, there's been an assessment, constituency by constituency, of people and their performances as members of parliaments. Those are objective assessments that will start working toward candidates in the next election. There's going to be a module of people who are interested in running for office coming up in January. That's peculiar. That's peculiar that he says that. A module of people, a contingent of people. From they did this in 2017, and so many persons ran into the PLP to be able to say that we are aspirants and being able to find ourselves in that position. It's peculiar that he would say this when they have the majority, a supermajority in government. 32 members of parliament out of 39 belong to the PLP. Essentially, 7 people should be looked at. Can I say this? Essentially, the incumbents that sit in this particular space, 7 people should be looked at. Why are you assessing everybody from left to right, up and down, and all over the place? It says to me that y'all cuss me right out. But can I say this to you? My assessments were not far off. How do I know that? Because I got internal information that indicates that my assessments were not far off from the assessments that the PLP has made of these 32 constituents. You fight me. You fight my guts right out. Try to kill me, verbally and otherwise. My God. You cuss me out. Do all that you can. And the PLP do the exact same thing that I was doing. The only difference is they pay in a consultant to do this. I did this free for you. Free. 323-6232-325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Call on the line. Let's go.
Hey, Howard.
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right, man. Good afternoon. How you doing?
What's up? Everything good, man. What's happening with you?
Everything okay, Howard. And good afternoon to the nation. I pray everything goes successful with Bishop Rolls. Facebook prayer outreach for the nation.
Yes.
Because he's absolutely correct. There's way too much bloodshed on the streets, and there seems to be no slowing down of this bloodshed. And that's a serious problem, Howard, right? Mm-hmm. We're not moving in the right direction at all as it relates to murder. We are not. We are losing ground, and we continue to lose ground. Getting on your topic today.
Mm-hmm.
Howard, and just bear with me, please. I made a few notes from what you were talking about in your opening,
mm-hmm.
and then listening to your first or your last call. I don't know, but it's certainly your last call. I don't know if the person was the first caller,
mm-hmm.
Right before your break. That person made the claim, the gentleman made the claim that he placed too much blame on politicians. I laugh. I give you a good laugh internally, Howard. It's quite the opposite. It's quite the opposite. We don't level enough responsibility on our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what country that individual is living in. I don't even know if they understand what's happening around them. But based on what they said or uttered, to me, they don't. Right?
Mm-hmm.
This person said that he's on the corrupt ones. Say the behaving people are. Anyway, Howard. Look, if one understands where we come from as a country, being a majority. Can you hear me clearly, Howard?
Yeah, Anton, go ahead.
If one understands where we come from as a country, where we came from, however you wish to put it, being a majority population, subject to a minority political and economic rule, having that status change decades ago, all the way back in 62, 67, one wouldn't make such claims. I'd like to show in some. Anyway. One wouldn't make such claims, Howard, as the last caller callously and irresponsibly made. Howard, the upper echelons of our society, can you hear me clearly, Howard, on this
yeah,
point?
Yeah, Antoine, go ahead.
The upper echelons of our society suck the financial and economic lifeblood out of all opportunities which exist. And to this very day, it is still happening. To this very day, it still happens. Nothing has changed in that regard. Nothing. I want to point something out, Howard, that I thought about pointing out from the night that Trump, president-elect, but I call him president. So forget that president-elect business, even though it's politically correct. I want to point something out that President Trump did when he gave his victory speech to his supporters at his Mar-a-Lago hotel, right? He had on the stage with him persons who were loyal to him through his campaign, through his fight, through his up and down, through his wilderness, through his desert experiences, right? Through his trials in the judicial system in the United States, right? Through his convictions, right? He had those persons up on stage with him front and center, appointing those individuals in key positions. Howard, here, Howard, I'm pointing this out because in this country, in this little country, the Bahamas, these politicians is forget. Can you hear me, Howard?
Yeah, I talk.
They just forget who are the persons whose backs and shoulders they stood on. That's why we lose elections. You started out by expressing something that is so right, Howard. You expressed the internal client or customer and the external client or customer. And you cannot present yourself as a successful company, as a successful global conglomerate, if you do not know how to take care of the internal client. That's a problem we have in the PLP. One thing I would take out of the call from that individual, the last caller, Howard, mm-hmm. is that, and I continue to say it on your show as well, is that before we lift up one another, we rather pull down one another. We have a poverty, slave mentality, which is still prominent amongst us as a so-called free people in the Bahamas. And in particular in the PLP, Howard, we have a slave mentality. And the bigger problem, even over and above that problem, is that the person who makes the decision is who, Howard? Who makes the ultimate decisions on the direction that is taken or the action that is taken or even if an action is taken, the corrective action that will be taken? Who makes that decision in the Bahamas and our government?
The leader, the prime minister, yes.
The leader is not taking that role seriously enough. That is what is causing us, Howard. That is what is causing us as a PLP government. The prime minister has to step up and mash up these people or pat them on the back or however he chooses to do it as the leader. But her decision, President Trump said, you know, look, the current president of the United States, while he may be disappointed in people, while people may be going astray and asunder and doing all kind of nonsense on this administration, he didn't fire not one of them. He didn't set aside not one of them. He allowed them to continue to do it. So who do you blame in a case like that, Howard? Tell me. I'm asking you.
It's heavy what you're getting into. Howard,
come on, man.
If the prime, well, only could be the leader. The leader, it rises and falls on leadership.
Why are you afraid to talk truth to power?
No.
Why?
No. You want me to participate in you.
We have an honest conversation between men and the nation, Howard?
Yes, we are. We are.
That is what it. That is what it took to get us from under a minority rule in a majority country population populated by black people. But we are right back to where we were. We are right back there, Howard.
It's unfortunate.
We are right back there. That's the problem.
It's unfortunate.
Look, repeating government is so easy. It is so easy if you have the prime minister to make those hard decisions. Who's going to make the hard decisions? Who's going to truly do the heavy lifting, break the back of status quo, and make the hard decisions? That's all it takes to repeat government in this country. That's all it takes. As simple as that sounds, it seems impossible.
I won't talk
because
to this.
Over the last 30 years, we've had one-term government. The only person it seemed to have gotten that message clear and right was Hubert Ingraham, based on the fact, former prime minister. And it's so easy.
We talk the talk in opposition. But Howard, I'll end with this right here, my brother. Can you hear me clearly?
Go ahead.
The American people, they understood it, you know. Listen here. President Trump is a strong man. He's a media man. He knows how to communicate to the everyday and average people. He knows how to walk with the kings, but also walk with the everyday people, right? He recognized what was happening as far left as they tried to put him, as much as they bury him under the ground with his convictions, traditionally, as much as they tried to snare his name. Howard, the man talk, he looked in the eyes of the blue collar voters. He talked with them. He looked in the eyes of the black people, the Asian people, the Latino people in America, and talked with them, and he talked their language. And they believed him, Howard. The people want economic freedom. The people want opportunities abound. The people don't want you trying to limit them and put no glass ceilings on them. Wow. The people want you to talk a different language and demonstrate that in action, not in talk. We are three years plus in government. The window is dawning on our opportunity to repeat as government if Prime Minister Davis don't get it right and make the hard decisions necessary to right the wrongs. Well, thank you for the opportunity.
I do appreciate you. Before I go to a break, I got to touch a few things that you talked about. Anton, you talk about how Trump rewards loyalty. Trump rewards loyalty. It indicated that in Mar-a-Lago, when he pulled all these persons around, because I expect to see Omarosa, I expect to see, I don't know why his name escapes me, but I expect to see all these particular persons show up and commit themselves to these particular things because they've gone through trial and tribulation with him. But let's remember something. When you started to be able to talk about Trump, Trump was Trump before the presidency. Trump has always been Trump. He is a billionaire mogul. The things that men aspire to, that they dream of one day, he has sat in this position and gone bankrupt and come back and gone bankrupt and come back. This is Trump. This is Donald Trump. That he's gone through all trial and tribulation and all speculation, all kind of social pushback for the position that he's taken, but he has risen above it all. He's risen above it all. You cannot compare our prime minister or any other prime minister or any other president to Donald Trump. That's just me personally. Donald Trump is a mogul unto himself. He's a standalone. He's not a peninsula. He's an island unto himself, ever expanding, financially and otherwise. He has become a god in the eyes of a great deal of Americans. They idolize this man. They idolize this man because they have yielded themselves to the love of money, which is the root of all evil. And because they've turned to worship, they don't recognize this as worship. He is the quote-unquote god of money. And if he finds himself in that kind of a position, this is where it is. Our prime minister's loyalty is displaced. It is fractured, diluted. Every prime minister in this country, their loyalty is displaced, fractured, and diluted. The potential prime ministers in this country who've yielded themselves to fraternity, who've yielded themselves to organization, who've yielded themselves to financial, genuflection. And this is just me trying to be decent and say this to you. There is no way that they could stand here as independent men and make a decision that will not be made modified by those persons they've yielded their commitment to prior. Come on, let's just be real about this. There is no way, that it can happen. Let's take this break and get back after this.
The foundation. Foundation.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
Foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. The lines are wide open. Please be a part of the conversation. 323-623-2325-4316-325-425-9. Anywhere for the family violence, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. I think I saw something yesterday about this new city that they're trying to be able to build in, where was it? Dubai? I think it's Dubai. I can't remember where it was. Blind city, right? It takes a person 40 hours to walk from one side of the city to another, right? And to be able to use this city, they've actually created a 3D model of how the city will be able to work. Go look it up. Line City, right? They have reflective mirrors on the outside of the city. It's just, it looks like a long train, but it's an entire city. If you remember in the Bible, when I think this is Jericho, when they used to live in the wall, right? So essentially it's a duplication of the exact same thing. They have everyone, almost 9 million people could fit in this space. Okay? 9 million people fit in this space. And they've created this kind of a module where you're no more than 5 minutes away from anything, whether it's school, whether it's the convenience store, whatever it is, within the wall, within this line city. And they looked at it and they used AI for it. They made everything 3D within the space. Everything is 3D within the space. And I looked at this and I thought to myself, I said, you know something? This is an AI. Tell me my assessments are incorrect. But any and everyone who understands the direction of where we're going, you cannot exclude artificial intelligence. You cannot. You cannot. You do yourself a disservice by being able to exclude artificial intelligence. I say that to say to you that the PLP has made their assessment also. And though there are 32 members of parliament that are sitting in the House of Assembly right now, the PLP is indicating that we will scrutinize these men and women and make a determination based upon all those who aspire to come within our organization to determine who is going to do what. Ladies and gentlemen, the PLP wants to win the next general election. Bad. Bad. The PLP wants to win the next general election. A few Saturdays back, I told you I got a call from Bimini. It indicated to me that the PLP had a conclave. I didn't hear anything post. All I saw is a great deal of persons getting on the ground in their constituencies and just feverishly moving. And I said to myself, well, these mess that you're not doing well. And if you're not doing well, we won't run you again. It's only speculation because I haven't gotten any confirmation to indicate the exact same thing. And when I say confirmation, I mean from the horse's mouth. I don't want to hear from nobody else. I don't want to hear, well, Howard is, no. I want to talk to one of the MPs who got this letter or got this information indicate that if you don't pull up your socks, we can let you go. We're going to have to let you go. The PLP is a party of loyalty. We know that. However, they're not going to be loyal to a default. They're not going to be loyal to the detriment. There are some members of parliament who cannot win in the next general election. They cannot win. They cannot win. There are some members of parliament. Call me. I got all the numbers. I got everybody who got AAF and all these things like that. And I can give you additional information, which I did not include, of who should not be given an opportunity. Call me. Fred, you got my number. Call me. I'd be more than happy to give it to you. Somebody texts me just now and says, Howard, you should be paid. You should be paid intellectual property for your ideas on running those polls. Even though some were upset, you may have forced some of them to put their feet to the fire and suggested a new way of assessing accountability. Maybe. Maybe. I take no, like I didn't, like I'm not a genius for this. It's just, utilize the technology that exists. That's it. I'm not a genius. This is technology that in 5 years, 10 years, politically and socially, they'll be using this technology. I introduce it at its cutting edge, at the cusp of it, even though this technology is even dated. This is dated. But now we're incorporating it in these particular things. I'm no genius. Right? And it's just, oh my God, no, it's nothing big. We could do this. Millions of dollars. A consultancy fee to do exactly what I did for free. And I guarantee you I got more information than your consultants. I guarantee you I have more, because if your consultants are international, they had to come in and find someone who they can. They don't know where the dirt is in this country. They don't know how to manipulate and prompt their ChatGPT if they're using ChatGPT. They don't know how to do that. But you're paying them millions of dollars. This is the life that we live. I'm trying to tell you, the PLP is trying to win the next general election. And the Free National Movement cannot win in a casual approach. You're not going to win by default. The PLP will take some members of parliament out. This is my belief. Based upon the environment now, things change. Who knows? Things could change. However, how it looks right now, they will take some members of parliament out. And as soon as they take those members of parliament out and make a right decision, and they make a right decision, I'm going to give you an example. Hypothetically, let's use Golden Isles. And then I'm going to go to the telephone lines. Let's just use Golden Isles. Hypothetically, this is a scenario that we're going to run right now. You ready for the scenario? Let's run this. Hypothetically, if Von Miller decides after running two terms that he's not going back again, he got in on a wave with the FNM. He got in on a wave with the PLP. A lot of persons are disenchanted with Von Miller in the constituency of Golden Isles. Von Miller is a very good friend of mine, but this does not negate the fact that this is the information that we received. Von Miller did well on the polling that we did because he had so many persons participate, and so those numbers indicated what they did. So let's be decent, all right? Now, hypothetically, if Von Miller decides to be able to step back, if he decides to step back, and they introduce a new candidate, hypothetically, into Golden Isles constituency, a new candidate for this dispensation, 2026. Even if it's someone that they're familiar with, hypothetically, let's just use Michael Pintar. Michael Halkidis, okay? This is just for the scenario. I got to keep saying this. Y'all don't use, no. Last time I hear, y'all sent something to Ginger Moxie. Y'all doctored it right down to the T. Ginger called me. I said, Ginger, you can't hear they doctor this? You can't hear they modify this thing? Come on now, this would be decent, all right? So let me say, hypothetically, in the event that Vaughn decides to be able to pull back and the PLP makes a decision internally to be able to put Michael Halkidis back in Golden Isles, this is just hypothetically. Brian Brown is done. Brian is my guy. But you cannot beat Michael Halkidis and Golden Isles. You can't. My guy, you could cuss me out and say whatever. It don't matter. However, how it stands now, you have a very good chance of being able to be the victor if everything stays the same. If the PLP does this seven times over, they win the next general election. Hypothetically, if they identify, let's just take another one. Hypothetically, Pinewood and move Miles LaRuta. Give Nazarud a nice cushy position, send him off to be a high commissioner, whatever the case may be. Take good care of him, ensure that he gets his second opportunity in the event that the PLP wins and he could be able to get his pension, so forth and so on. Now, this is the deal. They could cut the deal. Bam. And they put a youthful candidate in the PLP in Pinewood. Hypothetically. If you roll in with the incumbents, you're going to lose. Hypothetically, in the event that you decide to be able to look at Pine Ridge and you decide to move Ginger to another constituency, put someone else in there, because how it stands right now, my guy, the only strong candidate in Pine Ridge right now is McElpine. Hypothetically, if the PLP does reshuffling like this, and afford a real opportunity, my God, the FNM has hell on their hands. Because now you don't know what to do. You are making a determination to be able to put strong candidates against the candidate or the incumbent that sits there. But if the PLP shuffle the entire thing, if it's a smorgasbord, what you can do then? Let's take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Grant, how you doing?
Hi, good, man. What's happening?
Everything is good. Good show, man.
I appreciate you, man.
And listen, Neil, you got a point what you just made. But I can tell you this. Before I say anything, let me say this. I am a PLP supporter.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I voted PLP.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Okay.
What I've seen with this government now,
mm-hmm.
they cannot not get my vote again.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked so hard to get them in. And this is not my personal view in terms of what they did, right? But mm-hmm. what I'm seeing in the country, mm-hmm. the same energy that I used to walk around, talk to persons, and encourage persons to vote PLP,
mm-hmm.
that is going to be the same energy I use the upcoming election, God's willing, to get the PLP out.
That's crazy. Hold on. Wait.
Yes, sir.
Wait. Wait. You ain't even waiting until the PLP bring the little package for you.
Listen to me.
You ain't even waiting until you get your little...
That's where our people go wrong in this country. What I'm saying, I'm not here in the country to get this or get that from the PLP. I am for the people. If you're saying you're coming in to run or lead the country, you must lead people, not party. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm seeing, the corruption, what I'm seeing and what's been going on with the government and his members, there is no longer a Bahamas where we as a Bahamians can live and live comfortably.
Hold on.
Yes.
Let me be decent with you now. Let me be decent with you. In 2003, let's go.
Yes.
In 2012, you voted PLP. Let's go.
Go all the way back. You can go back five.
Let's go back two. Okay, let's go back. 2002, you voted for Perry Christie.
Yes.
2007, you voted for Perry Christie.
Yes.
2012, you voted for Perry Christie.
Yes.
And all the perceived corruption that was happening under Perry Christie, you were content with that.
Listen to me. We as a people, sometimes you're in a baby stage, right? You know, a lot of things you don't understand. A lot of things you see and you try to understand it. By the time you understand it, it's no longer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So for me, what I have seen in these, even under the FNM administration, the corruption is crazy. But now in this generation, in this time.
So you're beating brave with everybody switch.
Say it again, sir?
I say you're beating brave with everybody switch.
No, not really, you know.
Okay.
I'm now going on what I've seen in the last 3 years about that.
Okay.
Correct?
Okay.
So what I've seen in this government, we as a people, we as Bahamians, we are not. And for him to make a statement that he made the other day, with all this other stuff.
It was a choice.
Listen, that shut my door for him completely.
Mm.
You hear me? Because guess what? Just recently, he increased the member of parliament and the MP's salary. So you trying to tell me now that you increase all of that stuff, this is what you come. We in a country where minimum wage is at what? $220?
Yeah.
Look how much it is to rent a one-bedroom apartment. Look how much it is to rent a two-bedroom apartment. We have no rent-controlled persons with... these persons just put their rents up to any levels. The government itself, they don't care. People go to social services. The treatment that they get at social services, come on. We in a country that take more care of the illegals in the country than they're taking care of persons that's born and raised.
And you say into ensuring that the PLP does not.
You hear what I said? I'm going to repeat myself.
The
energy that I gave them in the last election to get in is the same energy I will give them in the next election to get the hell out.
But you got to give that energy to somebody. You're giving it to the FNM?
Listen to me. Listen, that's the whole point I'm going to say right now.
I appreciate
the
that.
The energy, what I'm giving, I'm not going to give it to the FNM because even now, looking at the FNM as a government, COI has been there more as a voice for the people than the FNM. The FNM can't get my vote.
Okay.
My only point is, and you might say this sound crazy, but the COI is the only place I could take my vote. That may sound crazy to a lot of people, but in my view, if Trump could do it and not do it once, do it twice, I would rather give my vote to the COI, campaign with the COI for change in the country. At least start something. I got to start somewhere, man. We can't keep on going through the same thing over. The PLP, voting for the PLP is voting for the FNM.
Wow. I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. Thank you so very kindly for that. You say a mouthful. You say you committed to the PLP for 5 consecutive elections. Now, from what you saw over the past 3 years, this 25 years gone, but what you've seen in the last 3 years, you make a determination that you got to be able to support someone other than the fellas who are both sides of the same coin. That's what Branville say. Let's be decent. Let me take the next telephone call. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, good day, Howard.
What's up, my dear?
Howard, I am on a campaign right now.
Oh, Lord. Everybody campaigning today. Go ahead. Let me hear it.
I'm campaigning to pay Howard Grant.
You want to pay me?
Pay Howard Grant.
I like this campaign. I like it. Go ahead.
Okay. They need to pay. Remember what I said when Anton said the idea that he give them to train the new incoming MPs? Mm-hmm. For their position so they could know what to do and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. I said they needed to pay Anton for that work. That work would they know where. Because the person said he ain't doing what he's supposed to do, mm-hmm. but the education was there. And the same tactics that you use is now what Mr. Fred Mitchell, please pay Howard Grant. Mm-hmm. Pay Howard Grant. Now, Howard, when you get paid, put a little something on the side, okay?
No, now, don't bring in no envelope. I can set an invoice, eh?
No.
Tell him don't bring in an envelope.
I want
everything legit, above board. Praise God.
Straight to the bank. Bank transfer only.
Amen.
Okay. like you were talking about with the MPs, you with the ideas that you give them, if they use it, they can win again. But the ideas that Anton was also giving them all this time, had they used it. See, they done missed 3 years, you know. And I understand the last call of frustration. They already missed 3 years. However, I still want to believe in the two-party system. So I'm so sorry, sir. I'm not going to be on that coalition bandwagon.
Okay.
I don't believe in that.
Okay.
I feel like if you want to change, you go inside and you start.
I believe in that. Yes.
Start within the inside and make that change. Mm-hmm. If you're sick and want to get well, your medication goes inside you and work from the inside out.
Mm-hmm. I like this. I like this.
So I understand his frustration, but I don't feel like it can be that easy just by changing some MPs, Mr. Grant. I feel like what needs to be done is they need to have a prime minister removal.
Mm. Ouch.
They need to move ahead. That's the only way you can kill
but
the
convention,
is to cut the head off.
The convention process within the PLP affords them the opportunity to be able to move him out. The convention process in the PLP gives them an opportunity to be able to move him out.
But remember now, in that organization, they already have who they want to be leader next. The sad part about it is, if we can only have an election to vote for our prime minister, even if we vote for the lot, right? Let in that lot, put a name, put one or two names forward and say, when you put your X for the prime minister, two X goes on the paper.
Mm.
You understand?
That's
one
heavy.
under the listing of prime minister, the other under the listing of MP. Let's vote for the prime minister.
That's heavy what you're saying.
You know, I don't believe who run the party should be leader.
Really?
Automatically prime minister. Because he been in Cat Island for how long now? Almost as long as Chrissy been in Centerville. And look at what the area looked like from then to now. Is there any change?
But he came in 92, He came in 92.
Oh, he came in 92?
I think he came in 92, so this would be like 32 years or something like that. Yeah, I think he came in 92.
Is there any change from 92? But I mean, you may still see some changes now.
Yeah, because he's doing some PPPs.
Works.
Yeah, he's doing some things, and now you could be able to see some things that they are doing. Some.
Wow, and it took him this long, 30 years.
But give God praise, the Cat Island people are patient.
Wow, where do you get some patience?
I appreciate you.
Died, really?
Phone call, my dear. I got to go to a break. All right. Guys, let me take this quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation will be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lift, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5267.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back. Lines are wide open. 323-622-325-4316-325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 2423-422-4796. Here live in full effect, being able to do these things. Somebody texted, says, I text this one time ago. I'm going to read the whole text. It says, I text this some time ago and you politely advise that you haven't given it any thought. But I will ask you again, sir. This is a text that's coming through. It says, would you consider a conversation with the COI as a team to join in your national service? This is a question mark. It says, the candidates there are driven by the same spiritual convictions that you have raised. You have permanent secretaries that run the ministries. We need the visionaries to be different. So it's less about the experience, I think, and more about the candidates' priorities. I think that they have the country's development in priority. Okay, yeah. I did receive a call about having a conversation and we were supposed to set something up for this month. So I'll try to be able to reconnect and see whether or not they are willing to kind of have that conversation and being able to do that. Okay? Next telephone call, go ahead.
Howard Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
What's happening, my friend?
All is well. What you say?
That gentleman that called.
And you say you was, hold on, wait.
That all of the energy he's going to put in, what he put into the PLP, he'll put in to get them out with the COI.
Hold on. Before you go, didn't do that.
No, we got to get together.
I'm not going to fight you. Now, go ahead. Yes.
I end up to the big fair.
Okay. The big fair. Me
but listen to me. Mm-hmm. I tell him that energy, try to get yourself healthy. Go jogging and burn that energy off on. Go jogging and then, because this COI.
He ain't going to jog. He can walk the on the trail.
The first run, say, just like the DNA, just like the CDR, the first run to be the best run. They finish now. But listen, I don't know who make Antoine upset, but I apologize whoever got Antoine ticky and tricky this morning. But you were in my book. The same calls that I have print up, you calling. Mm-hmm. I also have a candidate for Pinewood already.
For the PLP?
Yeah.
Hold on now. You're trying to take Miles' job. I wasn't trying to take...
I said hypothetically... Give him a nice ambassador thing. I think that would work.
That's only...
Miles, I'm trying to take a job. Party politics. Let's talk party politics.
Okay, go ahead. I'm not going to fight you.
If the FNM were to put Ruben Raman back in there, it'd be a problem for Miles.
Yeah.
I don't say you'd beat Miles, but it'd be a problem.
Yeah.
Okay? To deal with you said in Golden Isles, excellent. That's my point. You know that's my thing.
Mm-hmm.
Bring Al-Qaeda's back. As long as they don't bring Al-Qaeda's back in there, That happened in Canada, they could win gold or not.
I said hypothetically. Now, you just
follow
me.
Okay, that's talk sense, man.
Okay, go ahead. I'm going
to fight talk sense. Okay? Alcides is the only person right now who can save Golden Arts for the BLV. Now, I don't know what they'll do with St. Barnabas, because I know you're doing some big work in St. Barnabas.
My friend.
Alcides will have to take a candidate into St. Barnabas.
I think Alcides will do well no matter where he goes.
I thought that last time too.
No. Let me tell you what. He cannot beat Tingham last go round. He couldn't beat Shenandoah in last go round.
I couldn't see that.
No, let me tell you why. This is what happened. The people felt a sense of loyalty. These are grassroots people that they've already committed to him. They got him in. When he got in the first time, it was because of his diligence, about his commitment. He took care of those persons. They were working. They were moving. Things were happening in the constituency. The government lost their position, and they couldn't forget him. And they put him in.
He really, under the FNM, he was in charge of the poor man's job.
Okay. And they couldn't forget him.
What do you think now with Alcides running back with him?
Alcides got the purse of the government.
Huh?
Alcides got the purse of the government.
But I don't care how much poison Alcides get. He can have a poison under each arm. I will send Alcides back in Golden Arts.
I'm saying to you that if Alcides is in the position and he could be able to take care of those people, because we recognize where their loyalty exists with themselves. If Alcides could take care of those people, I don't know if he's been doing that. It doesn't sound like he's been doing that.
Where, in Golden Arts?
In Golden Arts. No, in Golden Arts. In St. Barnabas.
No, man, he's taking care of those people in St. Barnabas, man. Alcides,
well, that's what I'm saying. If he stay where he stay.
Bigger back to school, bigger Christmas, bigger everything than the member of parliament.
Yeah, but that ain't where Shenandoah's strength
is. Baptist parking lot.
Shenandoah exists in what he did on events. Shenandoah's strength was that bicycle that he rode up and down, round through there all the time. Shenandoah's strength was his accessibility. That's where his strength exists. His strength didn't exist in... Yeah, his strength didn't exist in a one-off.
Yeah. In 2012, that's what I had my friend do it. Dion Smith in Nassau Village.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring yourself down to the people.
Mm-hmm.
Not driving around with your car, which is in the school, up in the waving through the thing. No. People didn't want that.
I think Alcides is the future of the PLP. I think Alcides is the future of the PLP, the future face of the PLP, future leadership. I think that
Can I throw an X name in there?
Go ahead, let me hear it.
Keith Bell.
I'm afraid of what you're saying right now. Go ahead.
Okay,
I'm not going to fight you.
Okay, Keith Bell.
I hear what you're saying.
In the women, Pierre Glover Road.
I can agree with you. However, let's stretch some things. Keith Bell, we did Carmichael. We put all the numbers out there. I couldn't get in contact with him. He said that he was going to come. I just couldn't get in contact with him. Okay, no problem. However, we cannot negate. Now, this is all news. This is information in the news.
Yeah.
We cannot neglect to identify what has happened when he had to move from immigration to housing. We cannot neglect these particular things. We cannot neglect and identify these things that... In the future of the PLP, when we move on with transparency, when we move on with honesty, when we move on with this vulnerability to say that this is where we are, is this the image that you want to be able to present?
Okay.
As a new PLP.
Did the FNM move Ram belts three times? Three times in less than 4 years? Three times in less than 4 years?
You mean the constituency?
He was in health. He was in traffic less than
Hold on. Now you know, and I know that Ranwood Wells was paid for his loyalty by the former prime minister. Ranwood Wells, because of his proximity and his loyalty to Minnis, was given these particular opportunities to be able to ascend. That is why he was paid in those particular.
So
what happened with Keith Bell?
Was it Minnis would be out?
If I think Ranwood Wells would be out.
Yeah, like our minister would be out.
Randall Bells doesn't have a constituency. He's not a member of parliament at this time.
Now, I'm saying in terms of getting a nomination to try get a constituency.
I don't know the relationship that he has with the leader, the current leader. I don't. I couldn't say. Now, I know that Randall Bells, he was dealing with some issues with his health. He says to me, he and I had a conversation.
I know he wasn't feeling well. Yeah.
He and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago.
Sympathize with him with that.
He said that he's
doing...
But we're
going to have some good... In closing,
I'm waiting for you to call me.
We're going to have some good cat fights in this election.
No, it can be dog fight.
You have plenty of women against women.
Okay, go ahead.
Running against women in this one. Plenty. I didn't even
How? How can you possibly do that? And I know you can tell me Don Lee, right? But how can you possibly do that?
No.
You, there are people who are already in the seats. Are you saying to me that you know
he
some information?
To put women candidates against a lot of PLP women candidates. Trust me on that.
Call me after. Let's talk. Okay. I appreciate you calling, my brother. Thank you so much for your telephone call. Let me take a next call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Grant. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
All right. Before I make my point, Mr. Grant, one of these days, you double show on something you had said when I think you and Roel and God was in the studio. You was talking about how the government agencies lack creativity and how they tend to turn ideas into programs and how as a result of their actions. You can remember that?
Yeah, I can remember that.
Yeah, one of these days you need to do a show on that, man, Mr. Grant, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
But I heard you, but you were saying something about the MP training course. You were talking something about that.
The PLP and the FNM, the PLP actually had an aspirant, sort of an aspirant module when they made modifications in 2017. And I think it was a tremendous amount of persons who actually joined up with that and became aspirants. And then I think some of them actually became candidates. The FNM now is doing something similar to that and really being able to prepare persons to be able to move towards the next general election. So internally in their organizations, they have taken on this kind of a task to educate and prepare people to move on to service positions.
Oh, I mean, because I thought it was something that was solely dedicated to, like, teaching individuals how to be representatives, MPs, because I was going to ask who doing the training, because whoever doing the training should come and be the leader, you know? You know what I mean? But
I think I got the information. I could be incorrect, but there were two names that were floated to me: Godville McDonald and Nicole Martin. So I think those are the two persons that the names were floated to me. That I could be incorrect, but these are the names that are floated to me that are hosting that particular thing.
But this whole system is inadequate, man. How do we need a whole new system? You know, that kind of way. This system.
I think you just need integrity. I don't think the system is. I think that the integrity and the intentions of men that step into these positions quietly in their heart, they figure out this is what I'm going to do for me, without yielding themselves to the system and saying, hey, listen, how can we fix this to get back on track?
I agree. And the thing about it too is that I feel though, Howard, that that what we need cannot be taught by any individual who is there now, if that makes sense. Because we need individuals who, I prefer an individual who wants to lead, who has a clear plan and a clear vision and clear solutions. I don't want an individual who has to go and sit down before somebody else and get taught some kind of lesson.
I like what you said.
Me personally.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother.
But I want to say something.
Go ahead.
I totally agree with Anton today.
Okay.
All right, because Dwight and DeQuessa, because I want to wait till they come on tomorrow, because people like to say things about we the public need to be more accountable, we the public need to be more responsible, we the public need to do this and that. I totally agree with Anton when he says that more responsibility needs to be placed on those in leadership, right? But you see, Howard, you can't expect people who don't know what it is to be accountable, who's never been taught what it is to be accountable and responsible, to be these things. You understand? What we should do is we should start saying people need to be taught these things. You understand where I'm coming from? Because you can't expect a person who ain't got no boots to pull themselves up by their own bootstraps.
Yeah.
You understand where I come from?
I like what you said.
We come from a culture and a history that has caused us to not have these basic characteristics that we should all have as mature adults.
Wow.
You understand where I'm coming from? So we need to stop that whole thing about pulling yourself up by your bootstraps, and the public need to be held accountable, because whenever we do that, we shift blame from where the blame should be, and we get nowhere by doing that.
Wow.
All right, good show, brother.
Thank you, man. I do appreciate your telephone call. I like what you're saying. We can look at this government agency's lack of creativity and innovation, and I believe it goes right back to this sort of an idea where these organizations, all they do is take directives. And so an incorporation of something new has to be placed, and it has to be from a legislative standpoint, it has to be from an authoritative standpoint, for change to be able to happen in these. Now, this is not me saying to you that there's no creativity, innovation that exists within the government departments. These guys are smart. These guys are smart. They've been off the school for years. Some of them are depressed, if I can be honest with you. They're absolutely depressed with this sort of an idea to say that I've learned everything, all of this, and you still ain't using me. So they're depressed. The PLP won a second time around. My God. Let's play a little something. Go to break and come right back after this. But you can't keep running away from love. Cause the first one let you down. No, no, no. And the others try to satisfy you, baby. With me, your love can still be found. Love can still be found. The second time around. Ooh. The second time is so much better.
Try a taste of Italia with our new margherita pizza at Marco's. Enjoy this unique experience made with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella cheese, and basil, all on our thin golden crust. Starting at just $13.95, you can upgrade your taste buds and have the margherita pizza delivered right to your doorstep. Visit your nearest Marco's location or order online at marcospizzabahamas.com and get yours today.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You are at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation.
And we are back in these last few minutes, guys. I got a couple of texts. Says, how are they? Totally agree with you, what you said about President Trump. This, President Trump is a billionaire. This man, he's been Trump for me. He's watching The Simpsons in the 90s. He's been Trump when we was watching Home Alone 1 and 2. He's been Trump. Listen to me. This man was doing cameos and things from a long time. This man was President Trump. You can't compare him to these fellas out here who trying to figure out what I need to do to be a... That's all you get. That's what you're dealing with. Leaders, no matter their leadership capability, many of them ain't got no money. They ain't come from money. Especially these black set. Not in a bad way. Let's just be decent. You didn't come from money. When you get a couple dollars, you need to do two things. You want to retain the power and you want to retain the wealth. Sometimes you get either or. And so a lot of persons place the emphasis and focus on the retention of wealth. And hopefully they could be able to eventually find themselves getting back into power or having some sort of proximity to power. But at least they got the wealth to fall back on. Yeah, you can't compare these people to them. You can't do that. That's going to be a little bit much. Let's go. Quick telephone calls, guys. Call on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Right, yeah. I don't think that they're going to be able to retain a second term. If anywhere a person like Leslie, you understand, it's about 25 of them who in trouble, that could tell you what the odds could be now.
Leslie Miller blown it out of proportion. He knows better than that. You all he just know? Saying it. Yeah,
I think you blown out of proportion how I think it's really out here.
No. It ain't 25. It's 32 members of parliament.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't 25 of them. It's 15 strong. 17 the most. Now, we didn't identify it.
How much you have leaning to us?
How much people are leaning to where?
Meaning, because if you say that there's a 70 and strong that's in trouble.
It's 15 strong, 17 at the most. At the most, 17, it's 15 of them strong. I could be able to say to you, based upon my evaluation, based upon conversation, to say that if they make modification to this particular person and move them from here and move them in another place or whatever the case may be, have them retire, then they could find themselves being able to change the entire lines. It ain't 25.
But
can't be 25.
I don't think that that's the case, because guess what? It's been 3 years, and if you don't do for me in the first three, you do for me in the last two.
So how do you fix that? You got to fix that. So let's just say hypothetically, if I was promised something from, let's say hypothetically, Kingsley. Let's say Kingsley, right? Let's use West End. If I was promised something for Kingsley, now I've beaten Kingsley with Orbi Switch, and Kingsley can't do it, and Kingsley know he can't do it. I can't do it, and I've been waiting on this particular thing. I didn't tell Kingsley, don't come back in my yard and eat my rock. Kingsley now have to, I didn't tell him, Kingsley, don't come back in my yard. This hypothetical. Kingsley now have to have a conversation after he does a real internal assessment in West Grand Bahama and make a determination that either one, they can be able to switch the boundary and he can stay in this particular seat, or two, but put a fresh candidate in there. So no, you can't beat me with what the last man promised you no more.
Boy, I don't think the voters are being voted like that. These are voters that we vote out of spite and revenge. You know, the whole thing about it, if you treat the people right, the people are going to have your back at the end of the day. If you don't treat people right, then you get what you get.
I don't think the PLP do that bad this time. This ain't a Perry Christie PLP. I don't think that they're doing this bad.
But the condition of things are right now. Because, you know, someone tell me today, say they go in the food store, but $100, they don't need a trolley?
No. You only need a basket. Don't get no shampoo. Jesus Christ.
These are people ain't letting these things go.
If you get a shampoo and one almond milk, well, that's half the thing. But it ain't gone.
And then, you know the PM and telling you, put the almond milk down and get a can of cream.
Get a cream. Howard, it's your choices. You want almond milk? Yes, Prime Minister. I lactose intolerant. I can eat that. So help me, right? I appreciate your telephone call. Howard, it's your choices. Drink cream. You used to drink it, yeah, Prime Minister, but when I grow older, I can't drink the cream no more. What you could do, right? Howard, that's it. It's your choices. You want the $10 milk or you want the $1? Oh, Jesus. I have to. Get me the Pepto. Get me the Pepto. Next telephone call quickly. Go ahead. Go ahead. Next call.
C. Allen, how you doing?
What's up, C. Allen?
There's one thing to fix all of the problems we're having, and that is what? That is to grow the economy and embrace, as my wife told me last night, the humanization 2.0. Oh. Someone that knows, that they understand how to integrate the humans into the new global economies. Now, it's the economy. Economies that allows them to expand their personal economies. Now, Howard, there was one creature that went extinct that did not have a rectum. And they think they say they just discovered this one, but every living creature has one. And the reason I say that is ideas are just like that. Everybody has one. But unless you have, see, ideas need the plan and the strategy that guides them to success or failure. And that's what the TLP is good at. They're very good at creating books of plans, but they have no, or book of ideas, I should say, but they never have a plan or strategy to guide them. And so it doesn't matter how strong it is or how you move the deck around on the Titanic. This SSPLP has already been in the process of going down. Mm-hmm. And it's just hype. Mm-hmm. What we need, Howard, is conversation on the who, what, which, when, where, why, and most importantly, the how. And so when you hear about the coalition of things, they're like farmers. Pirates? What a pirate do?
I know what a pirate is do. He's thief and he's rob. Thief. Okay, go ahead. And a pirate is repeat.
Right, but they have you know, just like the pirate, they have no idea on the execution. And so this is when you challenge the coalition of independents, anyone else, they tell you, go to the website. Remember who used to say that? The DNA used to say that, go to the website if you don't believe what we say. And so it is being able to execute. And this is where you will see the FNM begin to shine. The PLP...
But even the FNM... Hold on. See, Alan, I only got 2 seconds left. I got to let you go. Don't fight me. I got one more telephone call. But the last FNM administration, I know that we're talking about the future administration, but we only can base you upon your past. The last FNM administration came up with a great deal, the people's time, concepts, ideas, an opportunity for being able to see you move towards, the press secretary and being able to find out deliverable unit and so forth and so on. They didn't execute none of these things right now. You could say, oh, this is the Twin Towers or the Twin... twin calamities with COVID and the pandemic and so forth and so on. But the fact is, Mark, you didn't execute. You didn't execute. You didn't execute. That's it. You gave us good ideas, and then you tell them, just like the prime minister saying now, that it's our choices. You say, well, the next time for the poor people. That's the former prime minister said. Next time for the poor people. So you can't beat the PLP and say that they got all these ideas and all these particular things, and the FNM, you leave them, let them go scot-free. No, they've done the exact same thing. Let's go. Last call. Caller, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Grant.
Hey, what's up, my brother?
Your show was on fire, but Sea Island, and especially Graham, was highlighting the whole financial ecosystem of the high cost of fuel and how it trickles down and the cost of everything. And so Graham had highlighted, if they did this with, as far as fuel costs, how much money people will actually save. Because, you know, my niece just spent over $100 on gas. I was spending $120 on gas from the 90s. So I don't know what's going on now. But Howard, I'm afraid that a lot of callers really, they like the lotion people, lotion man, look like, because as it relates to rectum, right? I mean, come on, man, Howard. These people can't see beyond. I know a two-party system. I believe in God. I don't believe in no two-party system. I believe in whatever it takes. And so when you look at, even as people talk about Trump, right? You talk about the pandemic just now. Mm-hmm. They haven't vindicated me, neither Trump, right? Mm-hmm. So with Robert Kennedy on the bottom of them, because you saw the executive orders, right? Abolish all vaccine mandates, repeal the 1986 vaccine immunity law, ban fluoridation everywhere. Recognize the Food Drug Administration, the Federal Trade Commission, the CDC, ban toxic ingredients in food, recognize vaccine injury, et cetera, et cetera. What I'm saying is just read it, right? Read it, right? So people can see what they're up against. And so, you know, Howard, I saw me abroad. That caller who called appalled me when he said that the politicians are not corrupt. We are, right? Now, he was only one thing he was correct about, us being socially engineered into individualism. But, you know, to come on the radio and say politicians are corrupt, and I mean, not corrupt, and we are, I would like to know the fare that the PLP had the other day. You think the money come out there, fund or they come out the taxpayers' money? See if you can find it out.
Thank you, 52. Because I thought you were trying to put me in a position to answer that. I don't know where the PLP money come from. The last time they had a convention, the one time I remember, the Prime Minister, Barry Christie, said that the person who will be holding the funds and dealing with that will be Shane Gibson. I don't know who's the man now. I don't know. So don't ask me, because I don't know. So it says, I think Davis was the first elected in 2002, not 1992. No, 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 no. Hold on, wait. I got to check this out, because I could remember him back in the day. I can look back at it and see exactly which one. Let's see if we can be able to read this. Will not win. I suppose you mean the PLP. And don't have the flu, eh, Howard? This is a text is coming through. It's a couple texts, guys. Howard, they are worse than the PLP. Howard, where are you living in this country? Joe bet for the future of the PLP. Good afternoon. I understand the caller who said that he's going COI, but I agree with the lady after him who said that she believes in the two-party system. It only works here. I also agree with having layers of voters and chopping up the whole snake from the head to the tail. There's a text coming through. Guys, I want to thank you so much for your telephone calls today, your contribution, your text, all those particular things. You're going to continue in this conversation to find a resolution amongst ourselves for forward, upward, onward, and together growth in this country. The Foundation, going to see you tomorrow right here on 96.9 FM. Have a great day, guys. Foundation.